From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. As activists rally for a response to gun violence in the United States, artists are finding their own ways of processing the impact of multiple mass shootings across the country. One of them is composer Julie Giroux. What you're hearing is Giroux's piece titled My Soul to Keep, played during a recent rehearsal of the South Florida Pride Wind Ensemble. It's one of two newly commissioned pieces being performed by the orchestra this coming Saturday at the Broward Center. The concert title is Revolution, and it commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. Giroux spoke to us from her home in Mississippi. Julie, you've said that you were inspired to write this piece after the news broke about the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. Can you tell us what happened that morning?
Yes. It so happened that I was in Las Vegas at the time with my partner of 20 years, and we had decided to get married in Las Vegas because there were issues in Mississippi for getting married. They were declining them. So we went to Las Vegas, and the morning that we were to get married, we woke up, and that was all over the news. In fact, it was still kind of unfolding when we were watching it, you know, in the early hours of the morning. So we both looked at each other and we thought, oh my gosh, I don't want our anniversary on this date, you know, and we both kind of sat there, and then my wife said, but if we change this date, he wins.
He meaning the gunman.
Exactly. And that was kind of what decided our moment for us. So, you know, no matter what kind of violence comes our way, you can still go forward.
Gun violence, the mass shootings we've seen around the country, and the impact of them, it's such a hard topic. How are you trying to communicate that in this music?
Well, in one of the verses, it just talks about somewhat about the gun violence, but more about the loss of the people and how it affects everyone. And it's kind of a chain of grief and trauma. And then, so to just remind everybody that we can't forget people that we've lost to this, that we have to keep fighting for them. And then in the second part, which is the one the audience sings, it's more of an awareness of the fact that we keep close intimacy with people that we love, our family, our children, our brothers and sisters. But as a human, I think you need to take it a step beyond that. And we have to be aware of everyone to extend that care towards other people. And that's kind of what the second verse is. A vow to keep somebody else safe and let them keep you safe.
Now, your piece is included in a program that pays tribute to the Stonewall Riots of 1969. What connection do you see between modern-day gun violence and Stonewall?
I think the major connection that I see there is that it is an act of terror. I think that suppression is an act of terror. I think these gun violences are act of terrors, and I don't know why the government decides not to call many of them that. And I think that those two things in common are the fact that we are still fighting in this country for basic rights. And I think not being killed in school is a right.
We've been speaking to composer Julie Giroux. Her piece titled My Soul to Keep will be performed by the South Florida Pride Wind Ensemble this coming Saturday at the Broward Center. The concert titled Revolution commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. For more information, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.